Blog Talk Radio.
We have a very, very interesting Bible study set up for today. And so that you have a few moments to grab your Bibles, the book we're reading from today is from the prophet Ezekiel. And it should be chapter number 3. It's only 27 verses, but it has a very unique storyline, so to speak, in it. You have to remember that the scriptures were written by God, inspired by man, and transferred into the different tongues of the languages of the world. So with that, there is relevance for the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures and gospels for our lives today, even though the words were written centuries ago. Now, with all that said, again, that's going to be Ezekiel chapter 3. So you can grab your Bibles. We use the New King James Version here, but any Bible that you have, just follow along the best that you can if it's not one of those. In our prayer requests today, before we get started, I'd like us to lift up Cardinal Paul Roberts, Suffragan Bishop Ian Gaylard, Gary Taylor, and all of our clergy here in the United States and around the world, along with our seminarians, as well as our Templars and Templar organizations around the world. Also, I ask that we lift up in prayer today the persecuted Christians and an end to extreme Islamic ideology and doctrine. Let us pray for those in France, as well as those in San Bernardino, California, as well as other places, that if there is evil being plotted, that the authorities catch wind of it and shut it down before they can cause havoc and dismay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the second week of Advent, so let us prepare our hearts for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and the celebration of the anniversary of his birth at the end of this month on the 25th. Let us also pray for families, children, and single parents the world over. Let us pray for the homeless, for the veterans, as well as the mentally ill and those addicted to whatever substance has a grasp on them that keeps them from progressing in the way that our Lord Jesus Christ would have them. Let us pray for clergy of all Christian denominations. And some of what I will be talking about today will have a reflection upon that. So let us lift those up, that the doctrine, meaning the word that they are preaching, is truly that of God and not of their own, which seems to be a major issue in the world today, that people are leaning towards social issues, offend people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you get offended by anything that I say, then consider that as being condemnation of God upon you, that you need to change your ways, not the other way around. God is always faithful. God is always loving. God is always with us. But he's given you free choice. And what you do with that free choice on this earth, in this human form, will affect your eternal soul. So keep that in mind. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Our daily bread, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are going to be giving you today. The bread, the meat, the word of God for your life, and so that it can do to you as it has done to billions with a capital B around the world the centuries over, and change their lives from this worldly standing to a spiritual walk that is truly worthy of being in God's presence. And that is what Ezekiel has been doing in the first couple of chapters. God has been preparing his heart for a mission that is coming up. And ladies and gentlemen, we all have missions in life for God, whether we realize it or not. Sometimes we come into a situation where all of a sudden we're talking about our spirituality and our God and our love for Christ, and in that conversation, and we don't know where it came from or how it happened, but bam, there it is. And it takes on a life of its own, and it changes people, and it influences people, and even guides people. And that is what we're going to be reading about here in Ezekiel. It is that inner turmoil that we deal with when we are unsure of what is really going on around us and why it's going on around us and what we need to be doing when it comes to following our Lord God and his ways and teachings to those that we come in contact with every day. So let us begin. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak it to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Verse 4, then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, but to the house of Israel. Not too many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. Verse 8, Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Like adamant stone, harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed by their looks, though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears, and go and get the captives to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Verse 12. The Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice. Blessed is the King of the Lord from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of the wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise, so the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. Verse 15. Then I came who dwelt by the river Shebar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there astonished among them 7 days. Now it came to pass at the end of 7 days that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. Verse 18, when I say to the wicked, You shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But you have delivered your soul. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin and his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered. But his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. Verse 22. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. So I arose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw by the river Chebar. And I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, Go, shut yourself inside your house. And you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that you cannot go out among them. I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall not mutter and not be one to rebuke them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wow. Like I told you, this is quite a little story of accuracy. This happened to Ezekiel. The Lord God, we have been talking about in a number of our programs, speaks to us in many different forms and ways, meaning God chooses the way to speak to you so that you are the most receptive to it. There are times where he speaks to us in our dreams. There are times where he speaks to us through our hearts, through our conscience, through our very being. There are times where he will send somebody to us and enter into a conversation, and we will hear his words, or we refuse to hear his words and go about whatever we want to do, however we want to do it. And that is the warning that we're learning about here in Ezekiel. Whistle there a little bit, folks. Sorry about that. Let's look at the very first part, because this is a kind of a, I want to say, almost like an oxymoron, because you got to be kind of out there to think that God would tell you to eat a scroll and to swallow it and get your fill in your belly and in your stomach. But in a sense, it may be figurative, maybe. However, today, we are, for the most part, an educated world, meaning we know how to read. And the greatest book that's ever been written and has still outsold any other book on the face of the planet is the Holy Bible. And in turn, that's why I made the comment at the beginning when we were referring to the Our Father, about our daily bread and the meat and the milk. And here, the scroll, the word of God entering into our hearts as we learn to know what God wants of us. That's why I'm always pushing you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to read your Bibles so that you can get the meat, the sweet milk, the honey, and the sweetness of our Lord God into your heart and start to change your life. It's the only way you're going to be able to defeat Satan and the naysayers and even those that are, and I'm putting up the air quotes here, doctrinally sound in their dominion and their parish and their congregation as the authority. Be very careful. When you read the Bible, you will learn what is of God and what is of man. And there is a lot of talk out there of man, not of God. So that's why I bring you the sower. And on Fridays, for the Catholic side of the church, the mustard seed. So let's look at verse 5. He says, For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and hard language, but to the house of Israel. Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that would be like me, a born and bred American right here in my home state of Ohio, being lifted and set right down in the middle, Tiananmen Square or Tel Aviv or Tehran, not knowing their language and the hardness of it, if it was a good thing or a negative thing that was being said. But he goes on to say in verse 6 in the second part, he says, Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. So there are going to be some people that we do reach, and there are going to be many that refuse. And that's what we're talking about here with the house of Israel. Think of it this way. We are all from the house of Israel. Every man, woman, and child comes from one of the 12 tribes. And as much as the Muslim community can't stand that thought, it's true for them as well. Anyhow, who's going to have the last laugh now? That's the way I look at it. Anyhow, we need to be very careful because we can be like Israel and we can become hard-hearted to the Word of God because it doesn't go quite with what we believe and we think God wants for us. Hint, hint, ladies and gentlemen, social media, social liberalism being shoved down the throats of the Christian faithful because they have a right, because they love God and they want to worship God, but yet they're not living a godly life. So their hearts are like Israel in this case, hard-hearted. And they're not listening. They hear, but they're not listening. And they'll pay the price for that. As we see, as we get down into verse 9 and 10, where he's talking about giving us the inner strength and the resolve back against the naysayers and push back against those of the church that are preaching a different doctrine than of God. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not selectively teach the scripture. We teach the whole Word of God. And unfortunately, because many churches don't want to offend somebody, they teach the prosperity of God and the love of God and the mercies of God. But how can you have the mercies of God if you in your heart don't think that you have done anything wrong? That it's okay that you live this way. It's okay that you do this and you do that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the hard-heartedness of Israel. So, he will give us the resolve to do this. And we see this in verse 10 where he says, "Receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear with your ears." In verse 11, he says in the second part, "Then go tell them, thus says the Lord God." And that's what I try to do to you every single week, that I bring a scripture to you and try to help you to understand it with discernment for your meditation and your spiritual growth. "Thus says the Lord God, whether you hear it or whether you refuse." In this case, they hear it, or whether they refuse, meaning you yourself, or the clergy, or anyone of any denominational faith of Christianity, or of any religious affiliation from any other form on the face of the planet. In verse 13, I love this verse. "I also heard the noise of the wings of the creatures, living creatures, that touched one another." Ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about the angels. So, though the word angel is not here, it is referred by the noise of the wings of the living. See, angels aren't dead. Just as when you leave this world, you are not dead. But you have the choice to suffer for eternity because of your hard-heartedness. And because you don't like the words that I'm telling you, which are coming from God. When we look down into verse 14, we need to look at it from when we do God's will over our own. We have this inner battle within ourself, our frustration, when it goes against the grain of what we've been taught or what we've want to live our life the way we want to live it. And we see that because Ezekiel says, bitterness. I mean, he didn't want to do it. He was like fussing and fighting within himself, that inner battle of good and evil within ourselves. We all go through it today, just as Ezekiel did centuries ago. And he says, "But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me." Ladies and gentlemen, the hand of God is strong upon those that want to know him better. And he will use you as he has used me to reach out to you now. He uses the most humble, the most backwards, the most meekest individuals. Yeah, granted, he can use people of power and of stature in many aspects. Oh, some may go to church on a regular basis, but they're hearing the word, but they're not putting it into their life. So, again, we as Christians have a responsibility to our faith. And we see in verse 17, he says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Hear a word from my mouth and give them warning from me. We all need to be doing this, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. We are all watchmen. We are watching for Christ's second coming. We are watching for our fellow man. We are now watching for terrorists in our own community, in our worldly travels. Ladies and gentlemen, he has called us all to be watchmen. And we are all watchmen for the house of Israel. In other words, for those that are of a different faith, or even of the same faith, that may not be living up to the full potential of what Christianity is, then we need to change hearts and influence people to the word and understanding of God's word. In verse 17, 18, 19, 20, and 21, ladies and gentlemen, we have a warning. And I'm not going to get into that, but in verse 21, he says, Nevertheless, if you warn, and he says it also in all of these verses, if you warn them, then your hands are clean. Kind of like Pilate washed his hands at the judgment of Christ and said, I found no fault with him, be it on your heads. And the Jewish people, the house of Israel, said, let it be on our heads and on our generation's heads. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when you say it that way, generations goes to the end of the world. So it's not just that group of people 2,000 plus years ago. It's every generation after that to present day and into the future that curses upon them for what they did to Christ. Hey, they brought it on themselves. They said, let it be upon our heads and on our generation's heads. So keep that in mind. In verse 22, he says, Arise, go into the plain, and I shall talk with you. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't necessarily always have a desert next to us to go spiritually walk, but we do have a prayer closet, and I refer to Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. So go into your prayer closet where you can get comfortable in talking to God from your heart, and God can talk to you in your heart. In verse 24, he says, Go shut yourself inside your house. Well, Lord, he's done that to me for practically 6, going on 7 years, and he's been preparing me spiritually for what is yet to come, and that's what I'm bringing you today. And in our last minute here in verse 27, he says, But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord your God, He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the world that we live in. It's a rebellious world against what God wants for them. But it is our responsibility as Christians, when we call ourselves Christians, to be watchful and to speak the word of God to those around us. Ladies and gentlemen, boys, I hope you've enjoyed Ezekiel chapter 3. It's been my pleasure, humbly, to bring this discernment to you. This is Reverend Dr. Andrew Patrick saying God bless and enjoy the Christmas season. We'll talk to you next week.